Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Extremely local news now from Block Club Chicago, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Good morning, Seamus Toomey. Let's start with this story about Steve Goodman's family homes, and in the Los Angeles fires, the homes have burned down, and also a lot of historic musical memorabilia. This is sad. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is sad. Just, one of the many stories coming out of L.A. about all the devastation. Steve Goodman, obviously, tremendously important Chicagoan for his contribution to folk music, to Go Cubs Go, for that matter. He moved out to L.A. About 1980, about 4 years before he died, and his daughters, Rosanna and Sarah Voyer Goodman, had moved out there as well. And they reported to their uncle that their house is in Altadena. One of them appears to be completely gone. The other one is uninhabitable. They haven't been able to get there to sort of see what might be left, but they're really fearing a lot of the things that they had kept from their dad could be lost. One of the bigger ones would be the handwritten lyrics to The City of New Orleans, the one that really put him on the map when he wrote it in 1971. And Willie Nelson and Earl Guthrie went on to make it a huge hit. Those lyrics had been loaned to the Abraham Lincoln Museum in Springfield a couple years ago, and luckily they had been scanned and photographed and preserved, but they were all sent back to L.A., and they fear that that was in one of the Altadena houses. Also, the Cubs satin Cubs jacket that Steve would wear in a lot of his videos and recordings, that had also been on display, and that's unclear what happened to that. But our Dave Hoekstra, who knows this scene very well, he reached out to the Goodman family, and he's got the whole story at blockclubchicago.org. It's pretty sad story.
Yeah, Steve's old guitars were lost in the fire too, and the irony here is one of his first songs. It was on his last album back in '84, Santa Ana Winds, and that's pretty ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. He sang about the sad Santa Ana winds trying, blowing him out over the Pacific, and obviously they're one of the things fueling this fire. So really sad. There's some GoFundMes up on our story as well about how you could help the Goodman family, and just sad all this stuff that was just such an important part of the folk history of Chicago is gone.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the Department of Streets and Sand. They sent out more than 700,000 tons of residential trash to landfills. What's going on here?
Yeah, this Department of Streets and Sand has been trying to get into the composting business for a little bit now, trying to basically get your food scraps, instead of putting them in your bins and sending them to the landfill where they don't really do very well composting. Try to separate those, get people to bring them to specific drop-off sites, and then they can bring them and actually make compost out of it. I don't quite understand the science behind it, but it's a lot easier to compost things when they're all together as food scraps and such, as opposed to when they get buried under diapers and stuck in the landfill and all that. It takes far longer. So they set up these green bins at 20 different sites around the city of Chicago. You can drop off just about any food scrap, even bones you can throw in there, and then they'll take it off and they'll compost it. Chicken bones, animal bones, Bob. And so, it's a cool program. They diverted about 300 tons of scraps just in the first year, which just ended. So they're hoping to get more and more participation in it, and feel a little bit better about when you're throwing food away when it gets moldy in your fridge.
I am a tea drinker, so I always love it when I hear about a tea shop opening up. And this place is a very popular Chinese chain, and this will be their first Midwest location, won't it?
Yeah, it's called Mali tea, and they've been very, very popular in China to the point where they've come to America. They opened in Queens and they opened in L.A. and the store in Chinatown opens on Friday. It's going to be the first one in the Midwest, and it sounds like it's going to be a really big deal. They have extremely popular bubble tea brands and jasmine infused teas, and they've flown all their employees over to China to train, and they said each new employee has to make 100 tea drinks a day during practice just to get ready for the Friday opening, where they've got hand warmers ready in case the lines go out the door. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on Mali Tea. It's at 2227 South Wentworth, and just part of that, you know, that great Chinatown stretch there. So they got another option if you know maybe don't mind waiting outside at least the first couple days.
Friday, Mali Tea has a buy one get one free deal for its floral fresh milk tea series, and that'll be actually going on all through the weekend, and they're giving away a limited number of jasmine scented sachets and Chicago bean-shaped charms. So there you go. There's a reason to go, right?
That's right. I'll see you in line, Bob.
More at blackclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you. You have a good one.
Thanks, Bob. You too.